The next coach on the teleconference is Michigan State head coach Tom Anastas. The Spartans returned 14 letter winners this season, including forward Mason Appleton, who was named to the Big Ten preseason watch list. Coach, thank you very much for joining us this morning. If you'd like to make some opening remarks, then we'll go ahead and take questions.
Yeah, good morning. Thanks for having me. Well, we're going through a period of turnover player-wise and coming off a very difficult season last season. I think we had a very productive offseason. Our guys came in excellent shape. You could see the progress made in a number of them. There's a lot of opportunity for guys to establish themselves, both returning veteran players in all positions, whether it's forward, defense, and certainly in goal. And we have a lot of newcomers that I really think is an upgrade in our skill set. So we're anxious to get going. It's been a long time since the start of school till now, and we know the Big Ten will be very difficult. We have a very difficult non-conference season. It looks by some of the polls that five of the six teams already that we play series with are ranked in the top 20. So our guys are excited and anxious to get going, and we like the group that we have to work with.
Thanks, Coach. We'll open it up for questions now.
If you would like to ask a question during this time, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. Your first question comes from Fred Plush, Big Ten Network.
Hey, morning, Tom.
Fred.
Hey, can you talk about your decor? It'll be young, but it looks like you've got a good group. Rosberg will come in, but a group that can potentially really move the puck.
I think that's the area, Fred, that we're most anxious to see because really last season that became a real challenge for us, just purely in numbers. And we had lost Jared Rosberg, who we were expecting to play meaningful minutes as a freshman. He had season-ending surgery before the season even got started. And then Josh Jacobs was an early departure that we just weren't able to bring somebody in to replace late in the go there. And so our numbers were down. That put a lot of stress on our defense. This year we've got strength in numbers. Rosberg, you know, in the preseason stuff, which is very limited, looks real good, actually. And he hasn't played hockey competitively in quite some time with that injury. So each day, the little that we've seen him, he seems to be making really good progress. But I think we've got some depth back there. We've got a little bit different skill set, too. Zach Osborne had a good freshman year, and I think that experience will really help. But, you know, right now we have eight guys competing for time, which we weren't even close to that last year. And I think that will be very helpful. We're going to have to show some patience. We're going to have to deal with a little bit of the inexperience that we have and the mistakes that we'll probably make. But I think in the big picture, it will make us much better back there, both, as you mentioned, moving the puck, but also just competing defensively. That was a real challenge for us as a team. Our goals against average really shot up last year, and we just can't give up that many goals.
Quick follow-up on scheduling. I think, like Don Lucia, who was just on, your team hasn't exactly scheduled the Sisters of the Poor with Denver and Michigan Tech and North Dakota. How big a balancing act is that scheduling so far in the future, and is it a point of emphasis when the coaches get together about doing well collectively non-conference?
I'll answer that first. It's always a priority given the structure of our system is that, you know, we're kind of married to one another. And, you know, in your RPI, you know, teams are going to – your league RPI is going to be a 500 because you're going to – you know, somebody's going to win and somebody's going to lose across the league. So your non-conference is critically important. I guess my scheduling philosophy has always been to go identify, you know, a national-type schedule that's going to – give the kids who come to our school the opportunity to play really good teams and in good environments. And so, you know, we're trying to balance playing a national schedule. We're trying to balance, you know, last year we were out in Denver. We were out at BC. We've been out in BU. So we've been going from east to west. And we also want to maintain some traditional rivalries. Like we were playing Lake Superior last year and this year. We're playing Ferris State again this year. We'll be playing Western Michigan in the future. So we want to keep that stuff alive as well and find the right balance. But, you know, we're always looking to create as difficult a schedule as we can. It's hard to predict that 2 and 3 years away. But I tell guys when we're recruiting them, we want them to come into an environment that they're going to be tested. Our team will be tested every weekend. And without a doubt, that will be the case for our team with our schedule this year.
Your next question comes from Dan Kelly, Big Ten Network.
Hi, Coach. Tom, I was just wondering, are you emphasizing with your group right now the importance to get off to a good start?
Yeah, you know, we are, Dan, but we haven't even started talking about that so much yet. We have an exhibition game coming up on Sunday, and that's just kind of part of the process of identifying. We have so much new that we really got to get our arms around what we have and who's going to end up playing with who and there's so many other things. So we're really focusing on being a good practice team right now, having good habits, forming habits that will, you know, give you a chance when you play. So we haven't even talked about Lake Superior yet, which will be the most important game of the year when we get ready for it. We're talking about getting ourselves prepared every day to take advantage of opportunities that are presented for each player to try to, you know, create an identity for our team. I didn't think last year we ever found an identity for our team. And I thought that was really a challenge for us all season long. So this early part of the kind of the preseason and the early part when things ramp up and we get to go full time starting Saturday, we're going to work on good habits, good practice team, and identity and bringing our group together with so many changes. That's been our focus and will continue to be.
Your next question comes from Tom Malisky, Wisconsin State Journal.
Hi, Tom. I wanted to tap into your rules committee knowledge for a second, if I could. Are you surprised that there still is, seems to be this gap between the coaching body and the rules committee on where overtime should be and where it's going?
You know, I'm not surprised by it, no. And without going into, you know, the rules committee room, I actually thought the opposite. I was surprised that the topic even gained any momentum within the rules committee, because coming out of the coaches' meetings, there wasn't a lot of momentum for it. And, you know, when people would bring up 3-on-3, I'm thinking, geez, there's not much momentum for 4-on-4, let alone 3-on-3. And so, you know, sometimes those dynamics, they just, for whatever reason, they can change. And, you know, our rules committee represents a lot of different interests in college hockey, from men's and women's, Division I, Division III, administrators, coaches. And so you just never know. I've been involved in lots of different committees over the years. You never know how momentum and dynamics can shift during the course of that process. So, again, I was more surprised the other way, because coming out of the coaches' meetings I sat in, there was not a lot of momentum from that particular group to pursue a change.
And with the renewed emphasis, I guess, this year on calling the obstruction, the interference penalties, is that something you hope is finally getting to a point where you can say, you know, we're going to get rid of it finally once and for all? Or is this something that's going to come up every few years just as a normal course of the game?
You know, I think everybody's a competitor who's in the game, and you're going to push the limits to the extent you're allowed to. And, you know, I know when in Michigan here, when they changed the speed limit on the freeways from 55 to 75, I didn't see, or whatever it is, I didn't see people continue to drive 55. So now people are saying, I'll drive 75 or 80 or whatever it is. So I think the limits are always being pushed. And so it's good to have reminders to continue to focus on, you know, what gets you where you want to be. And so, you know, I don't think we were anywhere close to where things were tracking some time ago when we created a real emphasis, but I think many of us felt in the game and on the committee that it was a good time to have a reminder to make sure we're focused so we don't take strides or steps backward. We continue to bring our game in alignment where we can from that perspective with the NHL and other levels of hockey to create as much consistency as we can. So I would hope that, we'll create a standard that's as consistent as possible, but I wouldn't be surprised. In fact, I would probably anticipate over time, like in most cases, we will have from time to time reminders to keep us refocused in certain areas.
Thanks, Tom.
Coach, thank you very much for your time, and best of luck this season.
Okay, thanks.